Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Maria spotted something today, which in fairness is super cute.
Oh my God, this is the cutest ever.
Okay, go on, what is it?
There's a little baby called Ollie Locke in County Monaghan, in Blackstaff in County Monaghan. And he became the 27th wearer of a christening gown when he got christened in March.
The 27th?
Yeah, so and of the same family.
Yeah.
So basically this christening gown was made for his mother, Karen Martin, was made for her great-grandfather, Johnny Martin.
So that'll be his great-great-grandfather, yeah. Johnny Martin. And how long ago was that?
So the great-great-grandfather was born in 1888. And 27 members of the Martin family in County Monaghan have been wearing this christening gown when they get christened ever since.
And I suppose the good thing about christening gowns is there hasn't really been a fashion cycle.
Mm. No.
They've been christening gowns kind of forever.
Now, it does kind of look like it's very frilly. Like the sleeves are very frilly. Kind of looks like something Henry VIII would have slept in. But he's so cute. It's ridiculous.
Incredible fashion reference. Something Henry VIII would have slept in.
Yeah. I would imagine. I wasn't there.
But I can now picture it exactly what you're talking about. That's amazing.
We actually have a christening gown in our family, but it only started with my siblings.
Oh, yeah.
And now most of our children have worn it. There was one poor nephew couldn't get christened because of lockdown, and then he would have busted out of it by the time we could get him christened. So yeah,
I'm gonna do a kind of a dad thing here and go, I think there's a gown in my family, or it could be a communion dress. I don't know.
That works.
It's something. There's something in my family. Works. But while we were talking about this earlier on in the show meeting, Emer then told us an amazing story about something being passed down through the generations of her family that isn't quite as visually significant as a christening gown. Emer, what is it?
I'm fairly certain we do have a christening gown, but the most important thing in our family is the Ronald McDonald ice thing. That's the only way I can describe it. So,
More detail required.
It's a red plastic thing that I assume came with a Happy Meal years ago.
Yeah.
And if you put it in the freezer and then you put it in your drink and it cools your drink down.
Okay, so it's like my wife has these things for her Baileys that she likes of an evening. So they're not ice cubes, they're little marbles effectively that you put in the freezer. They go cold and then they don't liquid down.
Exactly, yeah.
She doesn't want her Baileys watered down. She wants the full effect of the creamy goodness.
And Tracy is wise.
Yes.
So we had this in our house growing up. It lives in my granny's freezer, and for years and years and years, it was mine. And the head is mangled on it because it's been chewed, but it's also not just been mine, it's also been my cousin Colin, my cousin Sean, who are both older than me, and then my brother Niles.
Well, hang on, then it was theirs first.
But no, technically it's mine, because I had it for the longest, and they lived in America for a few years, so technically they left the country as mine.
If they got the red Ronald McDonald ice thing, which is an amazing name for
ice thing.
If they got that first, then you don't have any ownership rights to it more than...
I think
it
is.
No, it's got to come down through the... this is the idea of heirlooms. They have to come down through the family.
Although I think my cousin may have it in his new house. I'm not entirely confident. I haven't seen the Ronald McDonald thing in a while. Although I didn't know for a long time. What it does?
Yeah.
You just put it in your drink and it cools the drink down, and that's kind of it. And then you just chew on it because it's crunchy.
Is it just like a ice cube shape?
Yeah, it's a Ronald McDonald head shape. Although I didn't know it was Ronald McDonald for years because the head was so mangled on it. And then years later, someone was like, you know that's Ronald McDonald? I'm like, oh, it's just a red thing.
Ronald McDonald's ice thing. On. But then Maria also told us about an incredible story in her house of things, something that your family will definitely fight over, because you fought over it as kids.
Yeah.
And as you go into like the sad situation where things need to be passed down through generations, you think there's already going to be an argument about...
Yeah. The knife with nothing on it. So all of the knives at home in our house, there's five siblings, right? All the knives and forks and spoons all had a pattern on the handle.
Oh, okay.
And there was one knife, I don't know where it came from, but it just had nothing on it. So at every mealtime, there would be an argument about, well, John has a knife with nothing on it. I haven't had the knife with nothing on it in 4 days. And Lisa had the knife with nothing on it. And so did Katie and Michael. And I haven't had it in a week.
Well, you had the knife with nothing on it yesterday.
So we used to argue. My poor mother was like, will you just eat your dinner? They're all knives.
But was it... Only, sorry, was it only for dinner? Could you have had like a sneaky knife with nothing on it for lunch and then it would
Well,
be,
you could have made a sandwich with a knife with nothing on it.
And then maybe you stashed it away for dinner so you get to in a day.
Would you remember going into the drawer and reaching for the knife with nothing on it if you had a choice of knife? You still do it?
I still do it. If I'm making toast for like Rian or Fia in Mum and Dad's, I'll go to the drawer and I'll take out the knife with nothing on it and secretly be delighted with myself that no one else can use it.
And you want that passed down to you if and when the time comes.
The knife with nothing on it is mine. Hear this now, nation.
Philip says, here, Dave, you're giving me flashbacks. We had the swirly spoon that we'd fight over growing up. All other spoons had plain handles, but this one had a swirl pattern on it. So every morning there would be war over who got to use it for their breakfast. Another one, I was pretty sure it was actually a soup spoon too. Yeah. That's the opposite of Maria's one. Maria wanted the one with nothing, and you wanted the one with something on it. So that's how those things work. Soraya is in. Soraya McCarthy's in Dublin. Hi, Soraya.
Hi, how's things?
Good, good. What kind of family heirlooms are going through your house?
Well, it's funny because we have the christening outfit as well, and my nanny actually knit it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she, myself and my two sisters wore it, and then my three kids and my sister's three kids, we all wore it, and then that'll get passed down as well.
That's brilliant.
But my kids have no interest in that. What they want are the Lego-themed Christmas sets that we have and all the Disney decorations we have for the Christmas tree, because there must be at least 100 Disney decorations in the tree.
Wow. And just to interrupt you for a second. How come you have 100 Disney decorations?
Because I'm absolutely ridiculously obsessed with Disney.
Amazing.
And every year I tell my kids, don't let me buy any more.
And every year they fail and you fail.
And this was only €8. So
are they literally dividing up the things as now?
So every Christmas the decorations come down and they're laid out on the couch for the kids to put them on the tree themselves. And then it's like, I'm taking this one and I have my own house. And when you die, Mommy, I want this.
Those sentences the kids utter without even thinking.
Yeah,
when you're dead and gone, I want this. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
My boys.
Know, even when I'm not dead, they're like, stop taking the decorations. Yeah. I'm like, no, but these are mine. You can't get them until I'm not around anymore.
I totally hear you, Soraya. Yeah. I have the conversation with my boys. They go through my sneaker collection. And they go, Dad, I'm wearing that. And I'm going, hang on, I'm not planning on going anywhere. And by the time I do, those sneakers will be like completely, no, I'm taking them when you're dead. I'm like, stop saying it.
My daughter wants my shoes. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm not gone anywhere. Yeah, hold on a second. And she's like, Mommy, they'll be vintage by the time you're dead. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, so she has got a point there.
And I have my decorations, my shoes, my handbags. I have everything.
They'll put us in our place every 5 minutes. They really do.
Constantly, yeah.
Thanks a million for that this morning. Have a great weekend.
You too.
See you. Bye. Trisha says, we have a christening shawl as well, which my aunts were all wrapped in, and then my cousins and us, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren all over the world have used it. Yeah, I've often heard of that, where ones get sent around the world, which is kind of cool, because obviously people spread out and they live different places. Sarah's been in touch.
Mine is definitely a flower plug that my mum had in her house in Australia from as long as I can remember. So I've brought that back now. It's on the sink in Waterford.
A flower plug? On the sink? I don't know what a flower plug is. Am I stupid?
A plug for the sink?
Oh, like a stopper?
Yeah.
But it's a flower.
Oh. Maybe it has a picture of a flower on it or something.
More details required, please.
Dave, a flower plug. It's a flower that you plug in and it smells and it lights up the room. I haven't a clue.
You had me going, Eric. But thankfully, Sarah's been back on. She has sent in a picture of the flower plug.
Here it is. It's so old. We used to have this in the bath at home when we were little, and we'd be fighting about who would be which end of the bath with the plug.
Right. So it is, as Maria suggested, a plug you put into a sink, and it is in the shape of a flower, as in it has a kind of, I suppose,
like a sunflower.
Yeah, sunflower, exactly. The circle in the middle and the petals all coming out. Although it is two colours. It's kind of black and white, and I don't know, is the black just old, or was it once black and now bits of it have gone white? Anyways.
I'd say it was all kind of coloured-y maybe, and it's worn away.
It's worn away. Well, it's very nice, sir, and thank you very much for sharing and explaining that. We also have Emma, who's been on about heirlooms in her family.
My dad has pen collection. Well, he used to have a pen collection, so years ago he'd have a couple of biscuit tins full of pens. And we always joke that when he's gone, we want the pen collection. We don't want the house, we don't want any, we're going to fight over the pen collection. And then if so, like if we're annoying each other and he's like, that's it, you're not getting my pen collection. I'm giving it to your sister. So we always have little arguments and little inside jokes about the pen collection. But it's mine. I'm getting it.
Nice one, Emma. I wonder, are they fancy pens or are they just like a collection of half-used biros that he just did the crossword with and they're just in a box? You know, that's my pen collection. Although I did say something the other day and it made me remember this. But you know biro?
Yeah.
You know that's named after the man who invented it. Like his name was something Biro. He was from Eastern Europe somewhere. And his second name was Biro, B-I-R-O. We all call it a biro. But it was designed in like the 50s. The Bic biro. And it hasn't changed one bit in, what is that, like 74 years.
Yeah.
It's literally exactly the same.
Oh.
Can't remember his name, but that's just one thing.
He'd be so happy, wouldn't he?
Just success.
Because you can't improve on it.
No, definitely
not. So it stayed the same for over 70 years.
And little did you know, you could like get a little piece of paper, put it in your mouth, turn it into a ball and spit it across the room with your friend in school. Congratulations, Mr. Biro. Colm says, morning, Dave. I still have my Italia 90 cereal bowl with the football figure on it. Hoping it doesn't get broken every morning with the kids. You let the kids use your Italian 90 cereal bowl, Colm. Put it away. Wrap it in bubble wrap. Put it somewhere safe. What was the name of the Italian 90 mascot? I might look at a Colm. He wasn't even born. The Italian 90 mascot. He was made of like blocks. Green, white and red blocks. The Italian flag colour. Ciao, I think he was called. Anyone knows? Yeah. Maria's nodding. Yes, I think it was Chow. 0874 100 102. We also got a note in from Terry who says, I insisted on eating with the anything goes spoon as a child. I couldn't read at the time, but I knew the font on the spoon was the same as the font used on the logo of the TV show Anything Goes with Angus McAnally. Absolutely incredible that you have that. Almost as incredible as the muscular pink horse we're about to talk about. Sophie's in Killiney. Hi, Sophie.
Hiya.
I've just seen a picture of an overly muscular pink horse. You need to explain what the hell this is.
Yeah, it's this ceramic pink, overly muscular, vile, kitsch, ceramic pink horse.
Yes.
And it sat on a doily on my grandmother's bedside table as we were growing up. And it was always just there.
Yeah.
And then when my grandmother passed away, the same weird kind of, it's always been there. My mum brought it home.
Okay, so she inherited it, right?
She did, yeah. And so then it was living in our living room, which was pink, so it kind of it matched
in, right?
But then my mum died a few years ago, and my dad saw this, and I thought, well, that's disgusting, that's going. So he brought it to the charity shop without telling us all.
Oh!
And then we were all like, but that was Nana's.
The overly muscular pink ceramic horse needs to be here.
Unceremoniously dumped at the charity shop. And so then my sister-in-law went and very kindly asked could we have it back, please?
And did they say yes?
They were very good about it, very understanding.
Oh.
So she brought it home. And then she's like, well, I rescued it now. And my brother went, well, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. So I was like, okay, well, I'll have muscular pink.
So where does it live now?
We moved house recently, so we haven't really got anywhere set up. So at the moment, it's on the cabinet. As soon as you walk in the front door, it's the first thing you see.
Oh, I think that is amazing. I think if something is this, I don't know, striking is the word. I mean, the muscle definition on this ceramic horse, like it looks like a My Little Pony who's been to the gym far too much.
Oh, it would murder you.
And what size would it be, just about?
Like? It's about the length of your hand.
Okay, so it's not tiny.
No.
Oh, that's so good, Sophie. Well, I think you should definitely leave it pride of place and you should have your kids freak out about it in a few years as well. So, oh, that's really good. Sophie, thanks.
Now it's just going to have a shrine now.
Yeah, well, it has to be there, in fairness. Thanks a million for sharing that, Sophie.
Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.